Turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, Romans chapter 12, and Luke chapter 1. I'll read a verse in each of these chapters. Habakkuk 2 and verse 4. But his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. And then what we want to notice, but the just shall live by his faith, or the justified shall live by his faith. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. What we want to notice there is the measure of faith. And then in Luke 17 and verse 5, we see that the apostles prayed and said unto the Lord, increase our faith. These three verses establish some truths concerning faith, and it's the truths that are presented in these verses that we want to center our thought around. In the text in Habakkuk, it is stated, the just shall live by his faith. The means of living the Christian life is faith. Our faith. This verse is repeated a little differently in Romans 1:17, Galatians 3, verse 11, and Hebrews 10:38. There we read, the just shall live by faith. Not the just shall live by his faith, but the just shall live by faith. Again, same truth is being taught. The just refers to the saved, refers to the justified. The just by faith shall live. It's the only way we can live the life that we are called upon to live. Paul in Galatians 2 and verse 20 said, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Faith is a fundamental to living the Christian life. Faith is absolutely essential to living the Christian life. Now you'll notice here in Habakkuk and also in Romans 1 and Galatians 3 and Hebrews 10 concerning the just shall live by faith, it's future tense, shall live. And what that does is announces and enforces the necessity for the continued exercise of faith. In other words, faith is not merely a one-time event. It's not a one-time thing. It is continual. It goes on and on and on. We need faith. We need faith all the time. Paul expresses this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. For we walk by faith. Walk throughout the New Testament is referring to that which is habitual. And faith ought to be our habit. It ought to be our life. It is to be our habit of life. There is never a time when faith is not important. There is never a time when faith is not a concern of ours. We ought to always be concerned with our degree of faith, because again, it is fundamental. It is an absolute essential to living the life that we're called to live. Then in the text in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, God hath dealt, or God hath distributed to every man, referring to the saved in the context, the measure of faith. The truth presented here is faith comes from God. It is not something that is in us naturally. It is not something that you and I can work up. It's not something that you and I can strengthen. Faith comes from God. Then a second truth is presented in this verse, the measure of faith. That speaks of the quantity of faith. That speaks of the amount of faith, the degree of faith. So there are varying degrees of faith, and we need to realize that truth. And we all know that by experience. There are times when our faith is stronger than at other times. There are times when faith is very strong. There are times when faith is almost non-existent. But there are degrees of faith. We see in the text in Luke, there is recorded a very short prayer of the apostles, increase our faith. What that means is that our faith is, they're asking God to cause their faith to progressively become greater, that it would be multiplied, that it would be enlarged. That is based on the truth of there is degrees of faith. Whatever the degree of our faith, and it can change from minute to minute, it can change from day to day, but whatever the degree of our faith, it can become greater. It's not perfect. It's not completely mature. It never is. It can always become greater. It can always become greater in amount. It can always become greater in intensity. So since faith is the influencing principle of the Christian life, that's established by the just shall live by faith, this prayer here, increase our faith, is a prayer of urgency. It is a prayer that is never, ever out of season, because we have to have this faith if we're going to live for Him. So I want to speak tonight on faith, a root of the Christian life. And when we're talking about faith, we're talking about supernatural faith, the faith that God gives, concerning God and the matters of God. We're not talking about human faith that we exercise so often. You go to the pharmacist, he says, take so many of these every 4 hours. How do you know it's not cyanide? You don't know that. But you have faith that it's not cyanide. You have faith that it's not going to kill you. You have faith that it's going to make you better, and you accept it. You accept all that by faith. That's not the kind of faith we're talking about. Or when you get on an airplane and you look ahead and you see that door that's closed, you have faith that there's a pilot. He knows how to fly that plane. He knows how to land that plane. You have faith. You say, well, I've heard his voice. How do you know it's not recorded? You don't know that there's anyone behind that door. But faith tells you that there is. And faith tells you, even though you don't know who it is, and even though you don't see him, you believe that you've never met him in your life. Yet you believe that he knows how to fly that plane, and he knows how to land that plane. But that's all examples of faith, but that's not the kind of faith we're talking about. We're talking about supernatural faith. Faith. The truth is, we exercise faith every day. I'm not talking about supernatural now, but we exercise faith every day. When you sit down the pew, you exercise faith that the pew is going to hold you. When you walk somewhere, you exercise. We do it all the time. But this is supernatural faith. This is something completely different. I want to first of all consider the elements of this supernatural faith that concerns God, concerns the matters of God. It is faith that makes God real to us. Again, faith doesn't make God real. God is real, whether you have faith or not. But faith makes God real to us. Faith makes God meaningful to us. It is faith that enables us to lay hold of these spiritual truths. It's faith that enables us to lay hold of the Lord. Also, supernatural faith, as we saw this morning, it's active, it's energetic, it's vigorous, it works. It's always working. But this faith consists of certain elements. And faith always acts in accord with these elements. Whatever elements are in faith, they act. Faith acts upon these things. First of all, faith consists of seeing. Faith is often compared to seeing in the Word of God. Job declared in Job 42 and verse 5, I have heard of thee with the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. That's faith. It wasn't that God became material form, but Job saw God by faith. Concerning Abraham, Jesus said in John 8 and verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it. And saw it. How did Abraham see it? That's faith. He's talking about faith. He saw it and was glad. We read of Moses in Hebrews 11 verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, has seen him who is invisible. He saw God who is invisible. That's faith. One of the elements of faith is it provides us with sight. Now, like sight, again, faith is compared many times to sight. Think of physical sight. Physical sight directs us. You see something. So you're going straight ahead. You see something. It's in your way. That what you see directs you to turn right or to turn left. You saw something, it directs you. Faith does the same thing. Faith sees. Faith sees the invisible. And then faith acts upon what it has seen. It directs us. Eyesight is quick. You can look down, you can look up. It's very quick. It makes the adjustments. So it is with faith. What we see is assuring. You see something and you are assured of it. You say, I saw it with my own eyes. In other words, I'm absolutely certain. And so it is with faith. We see the invisible. And it assures us. But what we see also leaves an impression upon us. And so it is with faith. Faith sees the invisible. Faith sees the spiritual. Faith sees God. And there's an impression made upon us. If there's no impression, it's because there's no faith. Faith leaves an impression. So one of the elements of faith is it causes us to see. Faith consists of knowledge. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12, I know whom I have believed. I know. I know. And though knowledge is a part of faith, knowledge by itself is not faith. But faith does consist of knowledge. And faith acts upon the knowledge that we have concerning God and the matters of God. Faith is the knowledge that God is. Faith knows that. Faith knows that God is absolute. Faith knows that God is sovereign, that He is invincible. Faith knows that God is the Most High, that He's eternal, that He's immutable. Faith knows this. How do you know God is immutable? There's only one way to know it. Faith. Faith knows that God is all-knowing. Faith knows that God is everywhere present. Faith knows of the love of God. He knows that God is merciful and gracious and faithful. Faith knows that God is our strength and our refuge. And on we can go. But faith knows. And then faith acts upon this knowledge. And faith makes real what we know. We know by faith that God is sovereign. Faith makes that real to us. And faith causes us to act upon the sovereignty of God. Not only does it make it real, it makes it meaningful. When we talk about the holiness of God or the immutability of God or the eternity of God or whatever you want to talk about concerning God, it's meaningful to the one who has faith. So faith is seeing, but faith is also knowledge. You can have a head knowledge of the doctrine of inspiration or the doctrine of the return of Christ, but faith causes these things to be real to us, causes these things to mean something to us. And faith acts upon this, and faith centers its life around these things. So faith is sight. Faith is knowledge. Faith also consists of persuasion. Again, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. For I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able. That is, I am absolutely convinced, Paul says, that this one I know, that he is able. That's faith. God is able. That's a fact. God can do anything he pleases. That's a fact. But it's faith that persuades us that it's so. That's faith. It takes faith. It is to be persuaded, is to be assured. It is to be confident. But it's not just assurance and confidence. It is assurance and confidence in spite of what appears to be contrary. Even when everything around us appears to be contrary, faith is still certain. Faith is still certain. So faith is persuasion. We need to ask ourselves, how persuaded are we? How persuaded are we? How confident are we in God? What does it take? How much does it take to shake our confidence in God? That helps by answering those questions honestly, that helps us determine our degree of faith. Again, the degrees of faith change all the time. Faith acts upon this persuasion and confidence. You're absolutely persuaded. You're absolutely certain. And then faith acts upon that. As we said this morning, faith consists of anticipation. Based upon our knowledge, based upon our persuasion, faith expects God. Faith is looking for God. Faith is looking to God. Faith is looking for God. Faith is anticipation. Faith also consists of assent or agreement. Not only does faith know, and not only does faith act upon that knowledge, and not only is faith assured and confident in its knowledge of God, but faith agrees with God. Faith agrees with the Word of God. You don't have to understand it. And faith agrees. Whether we understand or not, faith agrees. I know it's so because it's written. Faith agrees. Faith is in agreement with God. Again, Amos 3, verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't walk with God unless you're in agreement with God. And you can't walk with God unless you have faith. You have to have faith. Faith consists of an approach to God. Hebrews 11, verse 6, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That's an element of faith. Faith comes to God. Faith doesn't flee from God. Unbelief flees from God. Faith comes. Faith approaches the Lord. Faith consists of taking hold what we know, what we're persuaded of. That is, it becomes so real that we can hold it in our hands. It takes hold, it grasps, it cleaves to God and to all the matters of God and spiritual things. Faith trusts. Faith sees, faith knows, faith is convinced of what it sees and what it knows, so much so that it anticipates what is seen, known, and believed, and then agrees with what is seen, known, and believed, and comes and lays hold completely trusting, leaning upon, and relying upon what is seen, known, and believed. That's faith. These, again, these are true of faith even when all else seems to contradict it. Faith will always be tested because many times what we see with our human eye appears to contradict what God says. But faith believes the spiritual eye, lays hold of the spirit, what we see spiritually, and not what we see physically. So faith does not need for circumstances to be favorably aligned in order to possess it. We can possess faith. In fact, faith flourishes when circumstances are not favorably aligned. Faith endures the test. So those are just some of the elements of faith. Now consider the significance of faith. And when we consider the significance of faith, we ought to desire more of it. Every one of us ought to desire more faith. Every single day, it ought to be our prayer, Lord, increase our faith. Many times through the day, increase our faith. You face a difficulty. You face a problem. You face an impossible, what appears to be an impossible situation. Lord, increase our faith. Increase my faith. Faith is significant. Everything we are called upon to do as God's children in the world requires and is linked to faith. Everything. Everything about the Christian life requires faith and is linked to faith. That makes it pretty significant. That makes it of the utmost importance. There's never a time in this life in which faith is not important. There's never a time in which faith should not be our concern. Again, in Romans 12 and verse 3, we read of the measure of faith. It speaks of our stature of faith, the prominence of our faith, the influence upon ourselves of our faith, our spiritual stature, where we are spiritually, is in proportion to our measure of faith. You cannot separate the two. Someone wants to advance spiritually, and that ought to be all of our desire. Well, the only way that you will advance spiritually is if faith advances. I'm talking about real advancement in spirituality. How much we see God. How much we know God. How much we believe God. How much we anticipate God. How much we assent to God. How much we come to God, lay hold of God, embrace God, lean and rely and rest upon God. All of that depends upon the extent and the intensity and the prominence and the influence of faith in our lives. Faith is a root to the Christian life. So, oh, how we need to pray. Increase my faith. Increase my faith. How much you and I live in the awareness of God is in proportion to our faith. You can have a head knowledge of God and not live in the awareness of God. To live in the awareness of God requires faith. Requires faith. So we ought to be praying. Increase our faith. Because if my faith is increased, my awareness of God is increased. And if my awareness of God is increased, that changes everything. That'll change everything about our lives. It'll change everything about a day. An awareness of God. We all get to these places where you pray and it doesn't seem like God is anywhere around. Or you're going through something in a day and God doesn't seem to be anywhere. It's in those hours we need to pray, Lord, increase my faith. Because there's a problem with faith. The problem is not with God. But there is a problem with faith. Our degree of dedication to God. It takes faith to be dedicated to God. You have to get your eyes off of the here and now and look ahead. That's faith. So many try to live dedicated to God, and what man considers dedication and what God considers dedication, two different things. But dedication to God requires faith. Commitment to God requires faith. Surrender to God. And you cannot be dedicated and you cannot be committed if you are not surrendered. Surrender to God requires faith. And the more faith we have, the more surrendered we are. So again, we see the importance. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Our ambition for God. Our pursuit for God is linked to faith. The more faith we have, the more ambition for God we have. The more faith we have, the more we will pursue God. Our nonconformity to the world requires faith. It requires faith to live separate from the world. It requires faith to be transformed to Christ. These things are in proportion to our degree of faith. Our degree of serving the Lord is linked to faith. Our obedience to God. It takes faith to obey God. It takes faith to step out when everything around you is going the opposite way. It takes faith. So our obedience to God is linked to faith. How far we're going to follow the Lord depends on how far faith will carry us. It's all linked to faith. Our prayer life tells much about faith. Tells much about our degree of faith. People will, again, we're getting to that time of the year when people start to make New Year's resolutions. Nothing wrong with New Year's resolutions. But people may say, well, I'm going to make an effort to pray more. Well, you can make that effort But I'm here to tell you, unless faith increases, you're going to fail. It takes faith. It takes faith to pray. It takes faith. It takes faith. Our love to the Lord is linked to our faith. The more we know God, the more assured we are of God, the more we see God, that increases our love for God. Love for God and faith go hand in hand. So again, you can determine, I'm going to love the Lord more. Not if faith doesn't increase, you're not. Faith has to increase. Again, we're trying to show the significance of faith. Our enjoyment of the Lord. Many of God's people have no enjoyment of the Lord. None whatsoever. There's a problem. And the problem is a lack of faith. Faith will increase our enjoyment of the Lord. Our peace is linked to our faith. Our assurance is linked to faith. Our zeal, our endurance in the Lord's cause, all is in proportion to faith. So, oh, how we need to pray, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Our establishment in the matters of God, our spiritual prosperity is in proportion to faith. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20, we read, believe in the Lord your God. That's faith. So shall you be established. Believe in Him, so shall ye be established. So shall. That is, your degree of believing determines your degree of establishment. It goes on to say, believe ye His prophets. That's faith. So shall ye prosper. Again, there is a link between faith and being established. There is a link between faith and being spiritual, being spiritually prosperous. Faith is of the utmost importance. We read in Hebrews 11 and verse 6 that without faith it's impossible to please God. Our degree of pleasing God is linked to faith. Living for His honor and glory is linked to faith. So, oh, how we ought to be praying. Increase my faith. The best life that you and I can live is a life by faith. Because if we live by faith, living by faith is how we are able to live outside of this world. Our human reasoning, our human sight will always pull us into the world. But faith takes us out of this realm, puts us in an entirely different dimension. Faith, living a life of faith, is how to live above the mere shadow and form of religion. Faith. It's a sad life to live in the shadows and to live just the form. Faith is the cure for that. It takes faith to think right. If we're judging everything by human sight, without faith, you're not going to think right. Faith enables an individual to think right, Because faith is what anchors our heart to the Lord. We all have bouts when we're just not thinking right. We know it. And the problem is there's a lack of faith. You say, well, the problem is sin. Well, lack of faith is sin. And I'll tell you something else. Faith will cause you to repent. Faith will lead you to repent. Faith will enable you to make right choices. If you're judging everything by human sight, you're not going to make the right choice. You're leaving the main thing out, which is God. Faith enables an individual to make right choices. If you make right choices, that'll keep a lot of the clutter out of our lives. It all goes back to faith. Faith is how we're not mastered and controlled and governed by our circumstances. Faith will not allow us to be controlled by our circumstances. We need faith. We have a desperate need of faith. A life of faith is how we ascend spiritually. It's how we get closer to God. It's how we advance spiritually. It's how we stay connected to God. It's easy for you and I to lose our connection with God, to become unaware of God. Faith sees God, keeps us connected in everything about our lives, connected to Him. A life by faith will enable one to worship God no matter what. Again, Job, what was sung about this morning, perfect example. Faith will enable one to worship no matter what. Because again, faith lives even though all seems to be contrary. And faith is able to worship. Faith will always draw us closer and closer to God. If I'm moving away from God in any area of my life, in that area I lack faith. Faith will always move us closer to the Lord. Faith will cause you to want to be closer to the Lord. A life lived by faith will cause one to know that spiritual matters are superior to temporal things. A life of faith is an overcoming life, or a victorious life. 1 John 5, verse 4, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Faith is what overcomes the world. So, oh, how we need to be praying. Increase our faith. Knowing that it is God who gives faith, we can't work it up. Therefore, we go to Him. And that takes faith. It takes faith to pray, increase our faith. We need the faith to pray. Increase our faith. A life lived by faith is where a relationship to God is found. There is no relationship with God outside of faith. We find a relationship with God. It's linked to faith. It's linked to faith. Unbelief is a very serious thing. Increase our faith is the prayer here in Luke 17 and verse 5. It's the apostles' prayer. It is a prayer of a people who possessed faith. They had faith, but they were not content with the faith they had. They knew that there was more. Every child of God possesses faith. Everyone that's here and saved tonight possesses faith. But are we satisfied with the faith that we possess? Or do we long for greater, increased faith? Because as faith increases, spirituality increases. Increase our faith is a prayer of a people who knew something about faith. Every one of us that are here and saved knows something about faith. We've all exercised it at one time or another. We know something about faith. But do we know enough about it to pray? Increase my faith. I mean, if we know enough about it, we know how significant it is. And that ought to lead us to pray. Increase my faith. This is a prayer of a people who felt their own personal need of faith. Do we individually feel a need for more faith? Is there anyone who has all the faith that you can possibly have in this life? We're not even close. We're not even close. We can always have more. Even when our faith has been its strongest, there is always more. Increase our faith. No matter what the circumstances, we need to pray, increase our faith. We have a tendency in times of difficulty to perhaps ask the Lord for more faith. And we ought to. But there are times more dangerous than times of difficulty. Times of prosperity are more dangerous to the spiritual than times of difficulty. And that's why God warned Israel before when they got into Canaan. He warned them, when you get there, don't forget me. They were going to prosper. There's a lot of dangers to spirituality in prosperity. If God, in His providence, causes you and I to prosper materially, we ought to fall on our knees and pray, Lord, increase my faith, increase my faith, increase my faith. Help me not to get my eyes and put my trust in this prosperity, but increase my faith. Many times prosperity is not a blessing, it's a curse. It's a curse. There's never a time when we should not pray, increase our faith. It's one of the first things we ought to pray when we begin to pray. Lord, increase my faith as I pray unto Thee. We'd have a better time. We'd have a great time praying and worshiping when faith is constantly progressing. And that ought to be our concern. Again, because of human nature, faith is going to fluctuate. There's going to be times when it's strong. There's going to be times when it's weak. There's going to be times when it appears to be non-existent. But our desire ought to be that faith always be progressing. Increase our faith. When faith is the strongest, when we're exercising strong faith, we can see God, we can lay hold of God, we can feel God. We can feel His embrace, we can feel His touch. That's faith, that's strong faith. But you need to pray even then, Lord, increase my faith. And then when faith begins to wane, and we don't feel the presence of God, and we don't feel the touch of God, we need to again pray, Lord, increase my faith. That's always a prayer that's in season. Increase our faith. That God would increase the energy of our faith. Again, faith is energetic. Faith is active. That God would increase the energy of our faith. And that's what and we've preached on it several times, that's what mustard seed faith is all about. It's life. Life is in that seed. Energy is in that seed. And that's the faith we need. Living, energetic, vibrant, forceful faith. Faith has power. And we need faith. And only God. Only God can give faith. So it's not going to do any good to go from here and say, I agree with what you're saying, and I am going to try to exercise more faith. You're going to fail. You have to have the faith to believe that only God can give you the faith you need. And then you need to go to Him, and you need to pray. Lord, increase my faith. As we read God's Word, as when we first open up God's Word, we ought to pray, Lord, increase my faith. Enable me to see. Make it real to me what I'm about to read. Lord, You know what I'm going to read. Make me see it. Make it real. Cause me to embrace it. Increase my faith. When we come into the house of God, same prayer. Lord, increase my faith so that what is preached is real to me. Oh, how we need an increase in faith. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.